Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf ches. We're holding Zayin Amud Beis, the final two lines on the bottom of the Amud. As you recall, we started off our Mishnah, the kol ezvachem shenizvachu shaloi lishman ksheirim, elish loi ol labalam shemchoyve, except for Pesach and Chatas. We already went through all of the psukim regarding all of the kabbanis other than Pesach and Chatas, as well as Asham. We went through all the psukim to show that shaloi lishma is kosher. The basic pasuk that we use for all of them was the fact that it says zoisa toira, and that zoisa toira includes la'oila v'la'mincha v'la'chatef v'la'osh v'la'miluam v'zevacha shlomim. All of the kabbanis therefore have a hekish to shlomim. And what's the din by shlomim? We learned from another pasuk, and that pasuk was that moitzav sasecha tishmar v'yasisa. You committed yourself, you obligated yourself to bring a carbon, do it. Tishma v'asisa, like you said. Kashenu darta. But what happens if you didn't do it like you said, meaning you did it shaloi lishma, then it's in the dava. Dava means it's a kosher carbon, but you are not yotze your neder. So that was your standard kabbalas. Then when we came to Pesach and Chatas, we said, but those are special, that those, it's totally possible if you do it shaloi lishma. It's not kosher. It's totally possible. How do I know Pesach? So we had a number of psukim yesterday, and the main pasuk that we learned was from the word hu. V'amartem zevach Pesach hu. That hu tells you that it's ma'akiv. It's got to be that way and no other way. And today we're now focusing on the korban chatos. So Gemara asks, chatos minogan. And for purposes of the chatos, like for purposes of the other kabbanis, we're going to have multiple drushes. Number one, to cover the four avoidois of Shinui Kodesh. Number two, to cover the four avoidois of Shinui Balim. Number three, not only Shinui Kodesh le mitzvah, but Shinui Kodesh le akev. Akev means that it's totally possible. Same thing by Shinui Balim le akev. So therefore we have a fairly formidable task ahead of us. All four avoidus by Kodesh, four avoidus by Balim, and then in each case, not only the mitzvah, but also that it's ma'akev. So we start off with chatas minolim dechsiv. The shochet oisah lechatas. The whole bunch of psukim talking about the korban chatas. And one pasuk says, v'shochet oisah lechatas. Make sure that you shecht it for a chatas. Now, what else are you going to shecht for chatas? You're going to go and shecht an oiler for a chatas, or a shlomim for a chatas. By saying v'shochet oisah comes to tell you, shetei shchita l'shem chatas. It's not enough to go and designate an animal as your korban chatas, but the shchita has to be oisah l'shem chatas, not for anything else. Okay, so far I know now shchita l'chatas. One second. I know now shchita lechatas. I lost you in terms. Okay, good. Shchita lechatas, and that of course is the gabishinui kodesh. So I have to now take care of the other three avoidos. So ashkechon shchita kabbalah minolin. How do we know that the kabbalah also has to be lishma? And if it's not lishma, it's possible. The chesiv says in the pasuk. Midam chatos. Now, even though the word velokach sounds like you're taking, the top Rashi says velokach hakoyin loshen kabbalah. This is also a loshen kabbalah, and it says velokach hakoyin midam hachatos. It could have said velokach koyin midamo. Why does it spell out midam hachatos? Shetei kabbalah l'shem chatos. Okay, so now I've covered both the shchita and the kabbalah. Rashi. The Zevach HaShlomim goes and tells you that there is a din of lichatchila, but b'diavad it's kosher. Elishlei ol lebalim nirmshum choyve. But you should know, my good friend, that in fact Rashi already asked this kasha on the third line, ashechan lemitzvah v'ikasha If you're going to ask, mitzvah mehekesha dezoisa toira mishlamam asya, since so far we're not learning li'akev, we're only learning the mitzvah. So if the mitzvah, that we can learn the karmachatas like all of the other karbonis from shlamim, that le'mitzvah, you have to make sure that it's lishma. And like all the other karbonis, at the very least, it's le'ol le'balim shemchoyve. So why didn't the Gemara bring that pasuk? So Rashi says that in fact, maskana mehosam yolef lo lekameh, meaning, if you go all the way to the bottom of the Amid, Brother Shai, look six lines from the bottom, Elo makra, zoyisatari lo ila minchalat, v'lashlamim. So in fact, we're going to learn hekisha kosev lishlam. But like Rashi points out here on top, and like the Gemara is going to say on the bottom, that only accomplishes the mitzvah. We still do not know that it's ma'akev. So we're going to come back to that pasuk shortly. But in the meantime, we're trying to learn fresh, not based on Zoyis HaTorah, we're trying to based on other psukim, that lemitzvah, it has to be lishma. So far we've covered shchita, that's a pasuk on the bottom of Shochet Oisa. We've covered Kabbalah, that's v'loka chakoy midam achatos. Rashi points out that anytime we talk about Kabbalah, then automatically halacha is also included, because halacha, as we said yesterday, is really like a subset of Kabbalah. So then, all we need now is Zurika. And that's what the Gemara says. The Ashachan Shchita. And Kabbalah. Zurika Minolan. How do I know that Zurika also has to be Lishma? The Amakra. The Chippur Olav HaKoyen Mechatos Soy. Shetei Kapora Lishem Chatos. Again, it could have said, the Chippur Olav HaKoyen, period. Why does it, it's the Arbanish. It could have said, the Chippur Olav HaKoyen. These v'chipar lo v'koyim mechatosoi are the last four words in the pasuk. If you have the Torah Ora Sholem, you see pasuk Beis, the Hevius Hashem al Hashem al chatosei shechata, bring an akiv menatzoin kizba oisira asizim lechatos. You have to bring a kizba seira for a chatos. V'chipar lo v'koyim mechatosoi davches. And the koin will be now mechaper mechatosei. L'choyer, I don't need the word mechatosei. It could have stopped. I know we're talking about a chatos because the pasuk has already said the chatos twice. V'heivis Hashem l'Hashem al chatosoi asher chota. What does he bring? A kizbas iris izem l'chatos. Then the pasuk could have said v'chipra l'vakoyin. The chayin will be mechaper. Why does it add mechatosoi? To tell you that the kapora has to be l'shem chatos. And as we've learned already a number of times, the ikar kapora of every korban is the zrikas hadam. So Baruch Hashem, we have now covered the waterfront. Ashkechon Shinui Kodesh. We know now all three, that is Shechita, Kabbalah, and Zrika from these three psukim. And then, because we said yesterday that Halacha is a subset of Kabbalah, so then that's also included. So now Baruch Hashem, Shinui Kodesh, we have covered totally. So far, however, only Lemitzvah. We have not covered Li'akev. And the Gemara is going to point that out momentarily. But Shini Kodesh, all four avoidas done. Shini Balim, you know, how do I know Shini Balim? Amakra, that last pasuk. V'chiper Olav HaKoy Mechatosai. Why does it have to say Olav? Of course we're talking about that individual that did the chait, who's bringing the Kizba Seira. He's not bringing it for me. He's not bringing it for you. He's bringing it for himself. So what do we need that V'chiper Olav? That if the person who's doing the shechita or the zrika or whatever, this pasuk is not referring to shechita, this pasuk is referring to zrika, because this is the same pasuk that we quoted before, v'chiper olav akoy mechatosai, and chiper by definition means zrika, so I now know the din of shini ba'alim by zrika. So shini kodesh have covered all four of the avoidas. Shini Balim, I've only covered Zurika so far. Zoktimar Ashka Lemitzvah. All of these drushes that you've said so far are only Lemitzvah, meaning Lichat Chila. So it has the same status like all other Kabbanas, like a Shlomim, for instance, that if you did it Shloi Lishma, it would be kosher. Elishloi Ola Balim Shemchoiva. But that's not the Halacha by Chattas. The Halacha by Chattas is that it's possible. So Akim Inolna, how do you know that's Ma'akiv? Kenam Vrahuna Bredo Yeshua. What did Ravuna Brave Yeshua say? Chatos, chatos, soy. Hochanami, chatos, chatos, soy. We never had this Ravuna Rabbi Yeshua until now. We're going to have him, Yet Hashem, halfway down the Amud, right after the parentheses. It says, Omer Ravuna. Then you have the brackets. Bereid Rabbi Yeshua. Chatos, chatos, soy. When does that chatos, chatos, soy appear? The Gemara will explain shortly. That's talking about a chatos that's brought by a nozir. He has to go and bring a korban chatos. Okay, so what does it say over there? Chatos, chatos, soy. It could have just simply said the word chatos. What does it say? It says in the pasuk, the osa koyin es chatos soy, the es oilos soy. It says, if you want to see the pasuk in its entirety, you see number gimel, or ois gimel, of the Torah Ora Shalim, the ikra koyin lefnei Hashem, the osa es chatos soy, the es oilos soy. Notice it's a pasuk by midbar. Vav, which means in Parshas Nosai, where you have the din and the parsh of the nozir. Ah, so it says chatosai. It could have said v'yikar v'koyin lefnei Hashem was as chatos. Why does it say chatosai? That extra vav comes to tell you that it is ma'akev. That's where we learn it from. So that Rav Huna Rabbi Yeshua is we're going to have later on, again, about 10-12 lines. But just like over there, we darshan chatos chatosai. Hochanami here too. On line 3, we said, V'chiper olav akoyin mechatos soy. So we said two things. Until now we said, V'chiper olav akoyin. We didn't even need the word mechatos soy at all. Just simply say, he brings his kids with Sehira, V'chiper olav akoyin. Why do you have to add the mechatos soy? So he more says, take kapara l'shem chatos. But it would have been enough for the pasuk to say, V'chiper olav akoyin mechatos. What is the mechato soy? Oh, that kachda soy comes to tell you that it's me'akiv. It's got to be oisoy for him and not for anybody else. Izokti Gemara, Ashrichon mitzvah b'shini koydish. Mitzvah by shini koydish means, by shini koydish we have all of the three psukim which we quoted above, which cover the full waterfront of all four avoidois. We have that Bishini Kodesh. We also have this pasuk of Zrika Bishini Balim. That's the pasuk of Chibur Olav Akoyin. Olav V'loy Al Chaveiroi. To tell you the din of Zrika Bishini Balim. And we added that Zrika Bishini Balim is Bein Lemitzvah, Bein Li'akev. How do I know that it's La'akev? Because it says Mechatos Soy as opposed to Mechatos. Okay, so far I've only covered one La'akev, and that's Zrika Bishini Balim. Freiting Mar La'ake b'chol avoides b'shinui koidish. B'shinui koidish, remember we have four avoidois. We brought the three psukim. Three psukim tell us le mitzvah, but I still don't know the akif. As well as b'shinui ba'alim, I only know by the zrika, because it is v'chiper olav akoyin mechatosai. And v'chiper kapora means zrika. Mechatosai tells you shinui ba'alim. And we already had a posik for shinui ba'alim, so therefore I have now a double shinui ba'alim. I have olav v'loy al chaveiroi, and then it says mechatos soy instead of mechatos, so it's ma'akev, but I only know that by shinui ba'alim, by zrika. B'shar avoidis b'shinui ba'alim, bein lemitzvah, bein li'akev minolon. So I still have open, I've covered the waterfront, all for avoidis, b'shinui koidish lemitzvah. But I still do not know any of them the akif. By shinui ba'alim, I've only covered by zrika, bein lemitzvah, bein le'akif. But all the other avoidois by shinui ba'alim, bein lemitzvah, bein le'akif, minolan, I still don't know those. What's the mokar that they are ma'akif? It's omer b'yoyna asya mechatos nozir. I'm going to learn from chatos nozir from parshas nosoi. Tchsiv, the hikar v'koyin lefnei Hashem, the osa es chatos, the es oilosai. So what's the rai from this pasuk? It says, the osa, shikol asi yoisov l'shem chatos. All of the asiyos should be l'shem chatos. What means kol asiyos? That means all four of the avoidos that you're doing by a chatos, you have to have in mind, osa es chatos, soy l'shem chatos. Now, remember that Megabe Shini Kodesh, we already had the three psukim, starting the pasuk on the bottom, V'shachar Oysa L'chatos. We had the top pasuk. We look at Hakoy Medam Achatos. We had the pasuk on the third line. V'chipar Olav Hakoy Mechatos. So now I have doubled it over, meaning I already had my psukim to tell you the din of Shini Kodesh, all for avoidos lemitzvah. And now that I have this new drasha of Mechatis Nozer, Dixiba Ikrva Koin Lefne Hashem Yosa Chatos, yes, I lost, she called Asiyos of the Shem Chatos. When you're talking about bringing a korban, all the Asiyos of the Chatos, says Shona Olav Akos of Le Akev, I have now two separate Mekoyrois for all of the Asiyos by Shini Koidish, since it says it twice, it's Me Akev. Okay, Baruch Hashem. So now we have finally covered the need, the origins for Hilchos Chatos that it's possible by Shini Kodesh, both Legabe Mitzvah and even Liakiv. But Ashkon Shini Kodesh, Shini Balam Inolam, Shini Balam, I'm still stuck. How do I know by Shar Avoidos? We know by Zrika, that we had. We had the Chibur Olav Akoin, Olav V'loy Al Chaveiroi, and it's a Mechatosoi and not Mechatos. Shoin, I'm covered Legabe the Zrika by Shini Balam. But the Shar Avoidos by Shini Balam, how do I know, number one, that there's a din of Lichatchil Lishma, a mitzvah, and I also have to know the Akiv. So Ravuna Rebbe Yeshua, Chatos Chatos Soi. That's the Ravuna Rebbe Yeshua that we quoted up above, that he's saying that Legabe the Chatos Nozir, that the Nozir has to bring, it could have said Chatos. It says Chatos Soi. The extra vav comes to tell you that there's a din also by Shinui Balim that it's Ma'akev. Frank Timar, Maskel Ravina. So Ravina now says to Ravina Rebbe Yeshua, 1 second. You just said now I have this pasuk, and this pasuk it says Chatos Chatos Soi. Maskel Ravina Lemiata. The same pasuk also says V'hikra V'koy Lefnei Hashem Yosei Es Chatos Soi V'Es Oila Soi. Oila Soi May Darish Espei. What are you going to go and do with the Oila Soi? Frank Timar, why are you only focusing on the Chatasoi, Va'ilasoi? The next psukim also say Minchasoi v'niskoi. That's also, we're talking about our Nazir. In addition to bringing his Kabanis, he also has to bring the Minchas Nesachim. Minchas Nesachim, you bring every time you're bringing an Oilu or Ishlamim, you have to go and do Nisach Hayayin on the Mizbeach, and you also have to bring a special Karbin Mincha. So now the question is, why did it say Minchasoi v'niskoi? Since Vav apparently is a drasha here, so what are we using the Vav of Oilosoi? That was Ravina's question. And now the Gemara is addressing Ravina and saying, Ravina, why don't you ask also about Minchasoi and Niskoi, my darshesbu? Says Ravina, those two I'm not concerned about. Why not? Because Humi Boile, Minchasam Niskeim Balaila, Minchasam Niskeim Afilu Lamachar. We have Minchasam Niskeim mentioned numerous times when we are laning the Pinchas, Parshas Pinchas, Parshas Musaf, on Sukkis. Minchasam Niskeim Kim Dubash, Loshes Ren Lapash, Neswan Mo'oil, etc. We have Minchasam Niskeim repeated 7 times over there. Question is, why does the Torah repeat it so many times? So a couple of the times the Gemara learns from that, this chasam miniskeim balayla. The halacha, as everybody knows, is you can only bring a korban during the day. You cannot bring a korban at night. And the Gemara learned it from a pasuk, b'yom tzavoisai es b'nei Yisrael, v'hakrev es korbanei seyem. And therefore it says, b'yom tzavoisai, learn all korbanos you have to bring during the day. But what does that mean, all korbanos? That means the 4 major avodos: the shechita, the kabbalas adam, the halacha, and the zrika. But what about if you bring an Oilur Shlomim, what about the Minchas Nesachim? Does that also have to be brought during the day? Says the Gemara, since it says Minchas V'Niskeyam, and all of those Minchas V'Niskeyam are Ibrik, superfluous, it comes to tell you that you can even be Makriv and be Menasech with the wine and be Makriv the Mincha at night. Now if you're thinking to yourself, is that the only thing that we do at night? No, you also have the Haktoris Emurim, and by the Evorim of an Oila, that you can also have Aktorah Kol HaLayla. However, I didn't know about the Minchas Nesachim, Kamash Malon, Minchas Neskeim, by all those Kabbanis that are brought during Yom Tiv, and it's not only at night. Minchas Neskeim, Afilamach, even the next day you can go and continue bringing. And the Gemara says elsewhere, Afil Adasori Yoim, even 10 days later, you can bring the Mincha and the Nesachim. So now I know why by the Kabbanis, which are brought by the Nazir, it says, to tell you the same halacha, that he's bringing these kabbanis and he can bring the minchas esachim at night or the next day. But ela oilas oilasai medarshesu, says Ravina, what are we using the vav of the oilasai? Vesu, mi kamri mi hadodi. You're telling me that I'm learning a regular korban chatos, legabi shinui balim, legabi liakev. I'm learning from the chatos nozir. Can you learn chatas chaylev mechatas nozir? L'choyra, chatas chaylev mechatas nozir legamra. Shekein yesh ima domim acherim. Every time a nozir brings his korban chatas, he's bringing two other kabbalas as well. He's bringing his korban oila and his korban shlamim. So I see that the chatas nozir is heavy duty. It's very chomor. You have to bring three kabbalas altogether. So that's the reason why that chatas, make sure you do lishma, and if not, it's possible, it's ma'akev. But that's only because this is such a choshev a carbon, such a chomerdik a carbon, that you have damachir. But normally, your regular chatas chedev, you're just bringing the chatas, you're not bringing anything in addition to that. So maybe it's not ma'akev. Somebody has...
Isn't it true that all three types of chatas, the nazir, okay... all three have to be lishma.
Every carbon has to be lishma. Only question is, when is it ma'akev and when is it not? Most carbon is lishma, of course, you're machuyev, but if you didn't do lishma, it's still a kosher carbon. Elishle ol lebalim shemachoyev. Mashenkim by chatas and pesach, according to everybody, if you didn't do lishma, no good. The korban is posel. You have to take it out to the Beis Hadeshen and burn it. It is not fit to even go on the Mizbeach. So now that our Gemara is going, you're very welcome. So our Gemara has been going back and forth to find out how do you know that Chatas is so special. So far we took care of the Shinui Kodesh. Now we're learning the Shinui Balim, and the Makar said the Gemara is from the extra vav of Chatasai. So Ravdin is wondering, oh, you're making such a big drosh of chatasai. What drosh do you have from oilasai? That was a question that is still on the table that we have not answered yet. But now the Gemara is even asking a more basic question. You're learning a regular chatas, like what the Gemara calls a chatas chelev. From nazir, nazir is very special. Why is it so special? Because you never bring a chatas nozir alone, you bring it with an oila and a shlamin. Since it's so chomor, that's why the Torah says, if it wasn't lishma, it was chatos, and not chatosai, it's ma'akev. But regular chatas chelev, meaning a normal chatas, maybe it's not ma'akev, maybe it has the same din like a shlamin. And fakert also, in reverse, chatas noz mechatas chelev legomra. You cannot equate the chatas nozir and the chatas chelev and say, well, just like by chelev, you're going to tell me that it's a din of shini kodesh and it's got to be not only l'mitzvah, but even l'akev. I cannot learn nozir from chelev either, shekein kares. If you're talking about a person that ate chelev b'mezid, he'd get kares. So b'shoy gigi brings a chatas. By nozir doesn't involve any krisisin, even if he violates his naziris, he's a bad guy, gets malchus for it, but he doesn't get kares. So therefore, I cannot learn nozir from chelev, I cannot learn chelev from nozir. Elam Rava says, Rava, you're right. Let's put aside nozir, we're going to learn from chatzas mitzoyra. What did it say by chatzas mitzoyra? There it also says, the osa hakoyin esa chatos. What's this osa hakoyin? Shu kol asiyois av lishem chatos. Comes to tell you that all the asiyois, meaning all four avoidois, have to be lishem chatos. The Yashkechon Shini Kodesh. Okay, if we're learning it from Metzoyra, I have the Shini Kodesh. Shini Balim Inolei. But how do I know the Shini Balim? The Osa Koines Achatas means all the Asiyois, all the four Avoidois Lashem Chatas. That means Shini Kodesh. But where do we know Shini Balim? Omakra, the Chiper Al Hamitaher Mitumosoi. Of course we're going to be mechaper al mitai. You're not going to be mechaper on someone who's not a mitzayra. Why does it have to say mechaper al mitai? It's got to be for this mitzayra and not for another mitzayra. Ah, so we see from this, once again, the din of shinoi balam. We still don't know li'akev based on these new drushes, but at least we know the mitzvah. But the Gemara says, one second, before you jump the gun, just like you said, I cannot learn chatas chedev from chatas nozir, who says I can go and learn chatas chedev from chatas mitzoyra? Ve'akati mi'yalfa mi'hadodi, chatas chedev mi'chatas mitzoyra lo yalfa. Why not? For the same reason that I couldn't learn chatas chedev from a chedev, from chatas nozir, shekein yesh ima damim acherim. Just like by the nozir, besides the chatas, he brings an oila and a shlamim. By the metzora, he brings an oila and an osham. That's what's known as the asham metzora. So that's why it's so chomor, it's got to be alamitair, flamitair chaveirai. But chatas metzora, okay, so but how do I know chatas chalef? It doesn't have that requirement of bringing domim acherim. And similarly, faket. Chatas metzora, mechatas chalef legomra, shekein koris. You can't learn mitzoyra from chatas chaylev because chaylev involves a din of karis. If a person eats chaylev chas shalom b'meizid, he gets karis. Because he has to bring karim chatas. Mitzoyra doesn't involve any krisis. He's got to sit michutz l'machne. If he were to come into the machne from outside machne Yisrael into machne Yisrael, gunish. So therefore, it's not a karis tikkadin. It's just an isalav tikkadin. It's also an asay that he has to go mishalchem in a machne called tsrua v'chol zav. Send him out. But there's no karis involved. So therefore, I cannot learn mitzoyra from chaylev, I cannot learn chaylev from mitzoyra. So, vayta, I'm still struggling to know all of these drushes. I cannot learn one from one. Teisachod mitaj, but let's learn one from two. Meaning that I have three chatases altogether. I have my chatas chaylev, I have my chatas mitzoyra, I have my chatas nozir. Let's learn one from the other two. And I'm going to learn it since I already had psukim above to tell you le mitzvah, so I'll be able to go and learn liakev. Which one should we not write and learn it from the other two? Don't say chelev. And we're going to learn from the other two, from nozir and from mitzoyra. Says Yimara, we have the same pircha that we had before. Both by the nozir and by the mitzoyra. You never bring their karbanis alone, just the karm chatas. They're always accompanied by the other karbanis. That's why it's so chomer. It has to be lishma. And if it's not lishma, it's possible by the avid. However, maybe not by chatas chelev, which you bring on its own. Let's learn nozir from chelev and from mitzoyra together. By the two, chelev and by chatas mitzoyra, you can't be shoyl on your situation. Masha'inke mechatas nozir, you can be shoyl. And in fact, Rabbeisai, this morning, all of you that made heter nedarim, we were shoyl and we were matir our nazirs. Right? If you remember, we said all of the lishoynois, and one of the lishoynois was nazirs, vafil and nazir shimshin. We went and we asked the bezin for hatorah and she'ela on all of the foregoing. Ah, so isn't that interesting? When we're learning today's Gemara, we're learning also what is Shaykh to today. You find that so often in Shas, the Daf Yoimi coincides with something that is relevant for that particular day. Anyway, we were only Shoyel in our Hatoris Nedorim, of course, on all types of Nedorim, and Shavuos, and Charamis, and Olois, and all the rest, including the Zeres, but we certainly were not Shoyel on our Mitziroas Kite, or on our eating chaylev. That's not shaykh to she'elas nedarim. So therefore, says the Gemara, I cannot therefore learn that nozir from the other two. The other two have teis me'anoch le'mal anoch she'kein ein lehen shayla. Those two are, in a sense, a little bit weaker, that there is, not the weaker, it's stronger, that they're bulletproof, that there's no way to take away the tzaras or the iser chaylev by going to a bezin. Mashen, can you go to a bezin? You can be matan the naziris. So therefore, maybe if you didn't do it lishma, maybe it would not be me'akiv. So leilich lerachmanu b'chatzas mitzoyer v'teis me'anoch letzlem mitzoyer from the other two, from chaylev and nozir, ma'ala anoch shekein ein boin b'dalis, ma'ashein kein by ein mitzoyer. What we mean to say is by a regular chatas chaylev, you got to bring a kizbo se'ira. There's no discount for a person who's chas v'sholem and oni. Same thing as a gabi a nozir. All nazirim have to go and bring the same karbanos. Mitzoyer, however, if he in fact cannot afford it when he's bringing his chatas mitzoyer, he brings a keves, and if he cannot afford it, then he goes and brings an oif, bedalas. Ah, so therefore mitzoyer is a little bit softer, more kal, than the other two. So the other two, if you were not mekayim lishma, it's possible. But maybe mitzoyer it's not possible. So bottom line is, all of the psukim which we just tried to learn now, that it's ma'akiv, the psukim that we had on top, that it's lamitzvah, those are fine. But to go and have a double set of psukim, to learn the din of ma'akev, each time we said, you can't learn it from nazir, and you can't learn it from mitzoyer. So I'm stuck. How do I know li'akev? Elamakra. This is what Brother Shai already introduced 25 minutes ago. Why don't we learn from that general pasuk that we were by Shlamim? Zoyisat Torah. La'oila v'la mincha v'la chatos v'la oshem v'la miluam u'lezevach ha'ashlamim. Zokti mar hakesha kosev l'shlamim. All of the kabbonis in that pasuk, which are enumerated, have hakesh l'shlam. Ma'ashlam ben shini kodesh ben shini ba'alim ba'inin l'shman le'mitzvah. Av chatos ben shini kodesh ben shini ba'alim ba'inin l'shman le'mitzvah. So I'm starting off now. Instead of all those psukim that we previously darshaned in the Gemara, I'm going to first start off with Zayis HaTayra, because that applies to all kabbanis generally, that they have to be just like Shlomim, it's got to be dafka for that individual and dafka for that karbin. If there is a Shini Kodesh or Shini Balim, it becomes kosher. Elishlei Olu Balim Shem Choyva, not only by Shlomim, but all the others as well. By chatas, we go one step further. Zoktimar hilkach mitzvah mishlamim. That there's a din lechatchila, you have to go and have in zin the correct karbin shini kodesh, and that you have to have in zin the correct balim, the din of shini balim. Guess what? Those we're going to learn le mitzvah mishlamim from Zoyis HaTorah. However, what are we going to do with all those other psukim that we learned before? Are we just going to say, okay, I don't need those drushes? No. Banach Kroy, all those psukim that we started on the bottom of the Amud Beis. Vishachat oisel lechatos. And then we continue on, v'lokach hakoy midam achatos. And then v'chipar olav hakoy michatosi. All of those wonderful psukim, Rabbi Yisai. All of those are shonolav hakosev li'akev. The Torah repeats it twice. Both the Zoysai Torah pasuk and those additional psukim to tell you it's not only the mitzvah, but it's even li'akev. Says the Gemara, we have now covered Baruch Hashem, our standard chatas, which the Gemara refers to as the chatas chelev. Tichsev ba, because we started off over there lichatas. Where was that lichatas? Go back to the bottom of the Omid Beis where we started this morning. Everything okay there, gentlemen? I hear there's a whole discussion.
It holds it off. You can't continue the service.
It's ma'akev means that not only is there a, let's start again. Any carbon that you bring in the Beis HaMikdash, the Sholchet and the Kohanim that are doing the Avoida have to have in mind Lishma. What happens if they didn't have in mind Lishma and they messed up and they changed it from an Oila to a Shlom, a Shlom to an Oila, etc.? The Mishnah said it's a kosher carbon, but Balaam have to bring a brand new carbon. But the first carbon is kosher. And therefore, just continue doing all the avoidos. Do your zrikas adam, do your aktoris evorim, aktoris emurim. It's a kosher carbon. But you still are obligated to bring whatever you initially obligated yourself to bring. That's by standard kabbalas. Hereby comes the carbon chatas, as well as Pesach, it's ma'akev. Ma'akev means that if you didn't do it lishma, the carbon is worthless. You take the carbon and you have to burn it al beis hadeshin. You have to burn it. You cannot use it as a carbon. So it's not that it was a kosher carbon, but it's le'olabalim shum choyva. It's not a carbon at all. As soon as the shoychet says by a korban chatas that he has in mind for an oile or a shlamim, you tell the kahanim, stop doing any further work. Don't be mekabel l'dam. Don't be moilach l'dam. Don't be zoyrikas adam. Because the korban is pasul, just burn in the base of Hashem. That's the definition of the word li'akiv. Okay?
It's decarbonated.
It's decarbonated. Very good. So hopefully that is gives us clarity. So now by the fact that we have double psukim, we have the Zoysa Torah, tells us the initial din, it has to be lishma, just like by shlamim. This additional series of psukim that we had on the bottom and on the top tells us it's ma'ake. Ma'ake means that the carbon is totally puzzled with a capital P. Now we've gone through your normal regular chatas. The Gemara, for simplicity, calls a regular chatas chatas chelev. But of course, same thing applies to chatas dam. And the same thing applies to chatas because a person who is mechalel Shabbos bishogeg. And anybody that did any one of the aroyos bishogeg. All of those are called just chatas chelev for simplicity. Now, how do I know that there is the din? That it's ma'akev de sibo lechatos. That was the first pasuk we brought on the bottom of Zion Amid Beis. V'shochet oisa lechatos. It's got to be l'shem chatos. Okay. Regular chatos cheder. But there are two other chatois that we really haven't discussed. What are those other two? Top of the Amid Beis. We have the chatos d'avoides kechovim. You remember from Mesechtes Hoirias that the chatos for a person that does avodah zarah b'shogeg is different than a chatas of any other shogeg. Any other shogeg, we're talking about a yochid now, any other shogeg, it says in Parshas Vayikra, you bring a kizba or a seira. However, if it's a chatas that a person did avodah z'chav, avodah zarah b'shogeg, again, we're talking about a yochid, what does he bring? Only a Seira. He does not get a choice between Kizba Seira, only a Seira. So that's a separate pasuk in Parshas Shlach. It's not in Parshas Vayikra. And therefore, Frank Timon, how do I know there too that if the Koyen or the person who's doing the Shechita had in mind for an Oilish or Shlomim or anything else, that this Chatas is possible? It's not a Chatas from Parshas Vayikra. It's a Parsha, it's a Chatas from Parshas Shlach by Avodah Zarah. How do I know there? Number two, we have that famous Chatas Oile V'Yoyred. When do you bring a Chatas Oile V'Yoyred? By three Averes. One is Shmias Kol. Shmias Kol means that you knew Edus and you made a Shvua. I do not know Edus. And then afterwards he was Mode Umesvada that he does know Edus. What's the din? He has to bring a carbon Chatas. It right oil of yarded. What's bitus fasayim? Bitus fasayim is you have nefesh ki sishova levate bis fasayim lahara oily hativ. And back in Mesechtes Hoirias as well as back in Mesechtes Shmuas, what is the typical bitus fasayim? It's sheoichal or shaloi oichal, and then he violated that. He says I will eat today, and he didn't eat today, or he says I'm going to fast today, and lamasi didn't fast today. So that's what we call a bitui svasoyim, that afterwards when he realizes that he messed up, he has to go and bring again a carbon chatos, chatos oile v'yoyred. And tumas mikdash yashav means that a person who bishogig went into the base of mikdash when he was tamei, or he ate kachim bishogig when he was tamei. Once again, you have to bring oile v'yoyred. What means oile v'yoyred? You'll recall that we discussed that at some length in Masechtas Hoirias, that it means that if a person is a normal individual that has normal wealth, he has to go and bring a kizbo or seira, just like a chatas kavur. However, what happens if he cannot afford it? Then he goes and brings two oifos. What happens if he cannot afford two oifos? Then he brings a carbon mincha, which we call a minchas chote. That's called the oil of the yard. It means there are three levels of that carbon. So once again, there too, what happens if the koyin or the person who's doing the shechita based on mikdash goes and messes up, and instead of calling it a chatas oile v'yoyred, he goes and calls it a oile, a shlomim, or whatever, a shinui kodesh. How do I know there too that it's ma'akev? Ma'akev means that it's a posel of carbon totally. So, Akhtimara, by these two, chatas oile v'chavim, and shmias kol, bitus sosoyim, tumas mikdash yashav, delik sibuhu, they don't have the word lichatas. like we have by the Chatas Chalif. Minolon, how do I know that there too it's Ma'akev? Everything more Chatas, the way it's Chom Asi Mechatas Chalif, she can't Karis. It's what we call a Mamatzino. Even though I don't have a specific Pasuk, Chatas Vayit Zechom, but both the person who did Avoid Zora, Bemezid gets Karis. A person who is chayla b'mezid gets kares. So I learn one from the other. That just like b'chatas chayla b'tz ma'akev afilo b'di eved, chatav b'tz chum is also ma'akev afilo b'di eved. She came kares kimo yisa. V'hanach kulu means the other three. The chatas oyle v'yoyren. Asyon b'mahatzad. B'mahatzad means you don't learn it just from one chayla, one chatos, you learn it from multiple. So Gemara shortens and doesn't tell us what the Mahatzad is. But Rashi, Baruch Hashem, gives us that information. If you look at the Rashi, which is parallel to where we are in the Gemara, Asi Mahatzad, Zok Rashi, Mechatas Chelev, Mechatas Nozir, Umetzoyer. We're going to learn from all three. The Chatas Oylev Yorid from all three. How? Tachi Parchas, says Rashi, if you're going to say, Ma Lechatas Chelev, Shekin Koreis, Ma Sheenkin, Neshvuas Bitoi, and the Shvuah Sa'edis do not involve Kareis. That's not a kasha, not a pircha, because Chatzis Nozer Umetzer Yechichu, because Nozer Umetzer also don't involve Kareis. And yet, if you do it Shloi Lishmo, it's Ma'akiv. See here too. Elamai, you're going to go.
Yeah, but
I know Mikdash V'Kadoshev. We're talking about the other two. That's why I only mentioned those two. I didn't mention all three. So the Gemara is saying is, the other two legs of the three-legged oil of the yoyrid, which are the Shavuos Kol and the Shmias Kol and the Shavuos Bitui, those do not involve Kares, so therefore I cannot learn it from Chelev. So let's start the Rashi again. If you're going to go and ask, how can I go and learn it from Chatas Chelev, Shekin Kares, Masha Enkei Shmias Kol and Bitui Suasayim, Chatas Nozim Mitzari Yechichu, they don't involve Kares, so that you can learn it from them. But you're going to go and say, Malachat is Nozim Mitzoyer, Shekesh Eshu and Dom Macherim, like we said on the Omid Aleph, that every time you bring a Chatas Nozim, you also bring together with it an Oilen Eshlamim. And every time you go and bring a Chatas Mitzoyer, you bring with it an Oilem and an Osham. That's why they are so Chomor that it's Ma'akev, but maybe not by the Oilev Yoyrid, Chatas Chelev Teichiach. Because Chatav Chelev does not involve Domim Acherim. Ah, Atzad HaShavu Shemen, that just like the Chelev and the Nozer and Metzoyra, they all have the same din that it's Mi'akev, if you do it Shloi Lishma, the carbon is possible. Afani Ovi, the three Shmias Kol B'tis HaSoyim, Tzimus V'Kedoshev, which are the Oile V'Yoyred, same thing applies, that it's Ma'akev Afilu B'Yavid. And with this, Rabbi Isai, we have concluded the discussion for today about the Chatas. But we're going back now to the Karban Pesach. You remember we said in the Mishnah that the only two, according to the Tanakhama, the only two which the Karban is totally possible is Pesach and Chatas. But then the Mishnah added another couple of words. And it says it's Pesach Bizmanoi. Pesach at the Zman that you bring a Karban Pesach. Not throughout the rest of the year. Because everybody remembers what we learned the last couple of days, a Pesach throughout the rest of the year, what status does it have? A Karban Shlomim. Exactly right. So with that background, we understand now the following Braisa. Dr. Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, if you bring a Pesach Bizmanoi, what's the Zman for Karban Pesach? Erev Pesach afternoon, Bein Horaboyim, starting from 12:30, till roughly 5:30, whatever it is, shortly before night. That's the you're not going to be able to fix the mami. It's sabrachim. So says the Gemara, Pesach bezmani, Pesach in the afternoon, lishmoi is kosher. That's no chiddush. This is just an introduction. Of course, if you bring your korban Pesach on erev Pesach afternoon and you bring lishmoi, kosher. No, that's what you're supposed to do. No, that's no chiddush. Shaloi lishmoi. If that very Pesach that you're bringing, if the Shochet or the others had in mind for an Oila, for a Shlomim, or something else, then it's possible. That's the din of the Korban Pesach. B'martim Zeva Pesach, who? That it's Ma'akev, the whole thing is totally possible. Fine. That's Pesach Bizman. What about Shar Yemoy Sashana? Any other day of the year. Now, it's not any other day of the year. Rashi says it, and Tosis spells it out. the Moshul, we're talking about bringing the Korban Pesach instead of Pesach in the afternoon, Pesach in the morning. The person says, I'm a Zrizin Magdimin guy. And he already brings 10 o'clock in the morning. That's one Yochid, of course, you bring a Tzibur with a whole register of 50 people. But they were able to convince the Shochet to go and Shechter already in the morning. That's what we call Shar Yemoy Sashon. That's how Rashi learns it. If you want to see the Rashi, Rashi's about halfway down the Omid, Shar Yemoy Sashon, al Shmoy Pasel. About 20 lines in. Rashi is Kerminim and Psechus. Psochem Shchotei Koidim Chatzois Pasel. Tachzib Ben Arboyim. Vekam Apomim Shon HaKosu Bekviyas. Zman Abi Yedalim Ben Arboyim. Number of times the Torah says you got to bring in the afternoon. So if you bring it in the morning, Koidim Chatzois, that's Shar Yemoy Sashon. Now you might think that Shar Yemoy Sashon, that Rashi says that in the morning, is just giving an example. But if you look at the Toisvis, right before the wide lines, Hagah, B'Shar Yemoy Sashon L'Shmoy Pasul, says Toisvis, Haina Koidim HaPesach. Koidim Pesach means before Pesach, the boy Akira. Oike Goin D'Nitchu Balon Pesach Sheini. Pesach Sheini means that this person originally was supposed to bring the Korban Pesach Rishon, he became Tomei, he's going to bring his Korban Pesach, now Pesach Sheni. What happens if that Korban Pesach, if he's bringing it Lishmoy during the 4 weeks between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Says of Acherkach, Loi. If we're talking about throughout the rest of the year, in other words, not Koidim HaPesach, like Pesach morning, and we're not talking about during the Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni 4 weeks, but rather we're talking about Shari Yemoy Sashana, Shavuos time, or Erev Rosh Hashanah, or any other time. It's a Shlom. Shlom Hashem Pesach Keshachid. If he has in mind now Korban Pesach, when it's really a Shlomim, according to Tanakam of our Mishnah, it's kosher. Is a Yosi Ben Choyni in our Mishnah that says if you reverse it and you do a Shlomim or an Oil Hashem Pesach, it's possible. But that's not the Tanakama. Tanakama says the Pesach and Chatzis Lashem, other Kabbanis is possible. Anyway, so returning to our Gemara with this background. Pesach Bezmani and Erev Pesach, if you bring the Pesach Lishmoy, it's kosher. Perfect. If you bring that Korban Pesach Shaloy Lishmoy for something else, whether it's an Oyle Shlomim, Osham, Toida, whatever you want to call it, it's possible. However, Bishari Moisashana, such as Erev Pesach in the morning or a day or two before, in other words, in the Zman of Pesach, and someone that is mechuyev to go and bring a Korban Pesach Shaini, if during that interim period he brings a Bishar Yemoy Sashana, he brought a Korban Pesach, Lishmoy, for purposes of Korban Pesach, he says, Pesach, Morna Pesach. Erev Pesach morning, Yudal and morning, everybody else is cleaning away their final chametz and burning it, and he's already bringing his Korban Pasol. He said it Lishmoy. I want it Lishem Korban Pesach. Or if it's during the 4 weeks between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheini, he says, I'm bringing my Pesach early. I don't want to wait to Pesach Sheini. If he has in mind for Pesach, it's possible. However, if he has in mind Shaloi Lishmoy for any other Korban, then it's kosher. That Korban Pesach that he should have brought in the afternoon, which he brought prematurely in the morning, or he was supposed to bring Pesach Sheini and he brought it a few days before, and he has in mind Shaloi Lishmoy, not for Korban Pesach, but Lamushal for an Oila, for a Shlomim, for an Asham, for something else. Then it's a kosher Korban, kosher Korban. Wow, it's a Korban Pesach, but it's Bishar Yemoy Sashana. It's Shaloi Lishmoy, and it's kosher. Freitim Menon immediately. Where do you get this from? I can't believe it. I keep on always learning that Pesach, that it's Shaloi Lishmoy, it's possible. And you're telling me, if it's Rishari Yemoy Sashana, it's kosher. Where do you take this from? Amar Gud Yishmol Amar Kro, it says in the Pasuk. V'im min atzoyin karboni lezevach shlomim la'ashem. Where is this Pasuk? This Pasuk is again in Vayikra, and it says, a person is bringing a carbon shlomim, and it says, V'im min hatzoyin karbonoi lezevach shlom l'Hashem, zochroi nekeiva tomim yakrivenu. If it's min hatzoyin karbonoi. Now, Darshan Zimar, what means min hatzoyin karbonoi lezevach shlomim? It's referring to dover habom min hatzoyin, a carbon which is exclusively brought from tzoyin. Which carbon do you exclusively bring from tzoyin? You can't bring it for anything else. For instance, an oila you can bring from bakar. However, which carbon can you only bring from Tzayin? That's a Karban Pesach, where you bring either a Kevis or a Sa'ir for your Karban Pesach. It's totally Min HaTzayin. That Yehei L'Zevach Shlomim. That on all other days of the year, it now no longer has the status of an Oila, it has the status of a Shlomim. Aha. So therefore, if you're going to go and bring it Shaloi L'Shmoi, meaning on Shar Yemois HaShana, such as Erev Pesach, or during the period between Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, and what would the status of this carbon be? I wanted to bring a carbon Pesach, and that's why I'm bringing it early, is reason Makdimen. Mister, if you're bringing it Shaloi L'Shmoi, meaning you have in mind L'Moshel for an Oila, for a Shlomim, for an Osham, it will still be a kosher carbon based on this pasuk that says, Dover habam in atzoyin yehei lezevach shlam. So Frey Timora, okay, you're telling me that other days of the year it has a din of zevach shlamim, eim shlam in midiachrin aloi. Maybe, when will it be kosher shaloi lishmoi bishar yemoi sashana, only if you had in mind for a shlamim, but not if you had in mind for an oila, not if you had in mind for an asham. How do you know for any carbon? It says in the pasuk which we just quoted, it would have been enough to say kabbani lishlamim. What do we have? The extra zevach. The rabbi is called zevach to include any zevach, means any carbon, not just a carbon shlamim. Frey tomorrow aimed to call the shachet lehevi kimoisa. Fine. Now that you're telling me zevach includes any carbon, why are you telling me that if you shechted a carbon Pesach, shaloi lishmoi, on any other day, b'shar yemoi sashana, it blibes a shlomim and it's kosher, maybe I should go and say that it blibes, that it should be the carbon that you had in mind. So if the shar yemoi sashana, I'm bringing a carbon Pesach, and I'm having shaloi lishmoi in mind for a shlomim, it should be a shlomim, based on this pasuk that you just said, in Minatzayin, kabana zevach shlomim. But what happens if I had in mind for an oiler? It should be an oiler, because I'm learning it from Zevach. I'm not learning it from Shlomim, I'm learning it from Zevach. And therefore it should be an oiler. And if I had in mind that it should be an Asham, let it be an Asham. And if I had in mind for a Chatz, it should be a Chatz. Whatever carbon is Tugapas. Barry's now thinking to himself, it can't be for a Chatz, it has to be in a Kevin, this has to be a Zachar. That's not the point. The point is, since we're learning it from the word Zevach, not from the Shlomim, why do you say automatically that Shloi Lishmoi is kosher? And if you had in mind L'mashal for an Oila, it has the status of a Shlomim, why don't you say it has the status of an Oila? That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, I have a ksiv L'shlomim v'zevach k'deka amris. If it would say, v'im inatzoin karbonoi L'shlomim zevach, or L'shlomim v'zevach, then you'd have a good point. V'hashti ksiv l'zevach shlomim, l'chol l'shach elei, shlomim l'heveh. Since I'm bringing in, I'm being married by those other kabbanis on the word zevach, of the phrase zevach shlomim, that zvicha, any other type of carbon that I'm being zoyveach, that I'm bringing lashem, no, since it says zevach shlomim, I dash in the two together, that whatever machshava you're going to have about this carbon Pesach, bishar yemoisa shana, it's going to be kosher for a shlomim, even if you had in mind for an oilo or something else. Frank Timara, this is a beautiful lima that you just made. Maybe we should go and transform it instead of saying that I'm going to learn from Imin Atzoin, Kabbana Lishlamim, and Kabbana Lizamach Shlamim. Maybe I should learn a Klal Uprat Uklal. What would be the Klal Uprat Uklal? The Imin Atzoin Kabbana Lizamach. If I'm bringing a Karban Pesach, which comes Min Hatzoin, if I had it in Zin L'Zevach, that's Klal, because Zevach includes all Zvichois, meaning all Kabbalas. But it says Zevach Shlomim. Shlomim is a Prat. So initially the Gemara says, let's learn Klal U'Prat, Imchal Masha B'Frat, Shlomim in Midiach R'Naloi. Maybe this din, that a Karban Pesach being brought, B'Shar Yemoy Sashana Shaloi Lishmoy is kosher, that's only when he has in mind for a Shlomim. Klal U'Prat, Imchal Masha B'Frat. But if you had in mind an oila, maybe it's possible. If you had in mind for an asham, maybe it's possible. A chatas, maybe it's possible. A toida, maybe it's possible. Anything else, maybe it's possible. Shlom in midechron aloi. So tomorrow, Lashem hodav kolal. Since the pasuk says v'menatzoyin karbonai lizevach kolal, shlomim prat Lashem chozav kolal. How we have a kolal upratu kolal to go and be marbe ke'en haprat. Frey tomorrow, maskul biyakum and harpe koyt. Holy domi klola bas leklola kama. You remember we had this kasha in the Gemara the other day. The two klolim are not equally weighted, or they're not on the same level. The klola kama marbi zvachim v'sulai. After all, the first word that I'm using for my klal is the zevach shlomim. So zevach means all kabonais of behemois. Because behemois you have to shecht zvachim, zevach. Klola basu l'ashem, kol de l'ashem v'afil li oifois v'afil li menachois. That comes to include not only behemoth, but also oifis and menachos. Now, you're going to say oifis, you also have to do zevach, you have to shecht it. That's outside the Beis HaMikdash. But inside the Beis HaMikdash, we don't do zvicha or shechita. What do? We do malika of oifis. Nu kum techois, that the klola basra is much broader than the klola kama. How do you know that you can learn a klal uprata klal like that? They're not equivalent. They're not balanced. Everything more Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, but Klal Yaprati Dorish Kihai Gavna. We already had this a couple of days ago. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, after all, Rabbi Shmuel is the famous one that we all scream out right before Haidu, or before Baruch Sha'amar. Rabbi Shmuel Aimer. And what do his Shloish Eser Midas include? Klal Uprat, and Pratu Klal, and Klal Upratu Klal. That's the famous Rabbi Shmuel with the Klal Upratu Klal. He is the one that says, even if the two klolim are not balanced, you can still darshan. Dorish ki haygata. And therefore, let's say klalu pratu klal. Iyata don ela ke'en haprat. Ma haprat mafuri shehu shaloi lishmoi ve kosher. Afko shehu shaloi lishmoi is kosher. So originally we thought it was only a klalu prat. We want to say v'chal mashem b'prat. You have to have in mind for shlomim. And if you had in mind for anything else, either it was pasul or it remained a shlomim. We wanted to know, how do you know kol har karbonis kulon? So originally we said zavach. But the Gemara said, no, let's learn a klal uprat to klal. The Gemara was doche that, and well, at the moment it was doche that because it said the two klolim are not evenly balanced. And now the Gemara said, no, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's fine. Even if the second klal is much broader, that's fine. So let's go in Danke and a Pratma, Pratma Furshu, Shaloi, Lishmoi, the Kosher. Afku Shoshoi, Shmoi is Kosher. And therefore, if you have a Korbin Pesach, which the Torah refers to, the Immin HaTzoin Korbonoi, a Korbin which comes exclusively from Tzoin, which is the Korbin Pesach, and you went and brought that, Lezevach Shlomim, La Hashem, Tel Hashem comes to tell you, Afku Shoshu, Shaloi, Lishmoi, anything that you're bringing Shaloi Lishmoi from a Korban Pesach is kosher. And therefore, that's why we're not saying only if you had in mind for a Shlomim, even if you had in mind for an Oilo or something else. Frank Tiyumara, Ima Prat Mefurish Dover Abba Ben Eidu Nadova, Avkol Abba Ben Eidu Nadova, Oilo Shlomim In Chatu Di Asham Loi. What the Gemara is telling us is, when you're learning Ena Prat, you can't open up the floodgates and tell anything and everything. It has to be doime leprat. What's the prat over here in this klal leprat to klal? It's a shlomim. Shlomim is nedu nedava, not a chatas v'yashim. So maybe the din that karben pesach v'shar yemois hashana shaloi lishmoi is kosher. That's only if you had in mind for something that's baba nedu nedava. He had in mind for an oila. He had in mind for a shlomim. It's a kosher karben. But if he had in mind for chatas v'yashim, maybe it's not a kosher carbon because you cannot bring a chatzah the Oshem, the Neidu Unidava. Allah says the Gemara, forget about the Klal Uprat to Klal. Let's go back to where we started from. Rather, we have the Pasuk, Lezevach Shlomim. And Shlomim, we know, is Shlomim. Zevach is Rebu Yehu, and it comes to tell you all other karbonis. But now that we're no longer Klal Uprat to Klal, we go back to the original question. If he's shechting it, the carbon Pesach shaloi lishmoi, If he's shechting l'shem shlamim, it should be a shlamim. And if he's shechting it l'shem oila, it should be an oila. And if he's shechting l'shem asham, it should be an asham. Why do you say that it's always shlamim, shlamim, shlamim? After all, we're learning from Zevach. Amrim, amen. Doichin kochim nechalim, eitzel kochim nechalim. Since we started off with the Karban Pesach, which is nechal to all Jews, everybody registers on the registry for Karban Pesach, for Erev Pesach, so it's nechal to everyone. It's got to be kochim, which are also nechalim for all Jews. Masha Enken, when we're talking about our carbon, chatzos v'oshem, these are not ne'echal. Certainly an oil is not ne'echal by anyone. The chatzos v'oshem, as we'll see in a moment, the Gemara is going to distinguish. But in the meantime, says Gemara, the reason why, by default, a carbon Pesach during the year, Shari Yemois Hashana, has a status of a shlamim, because just like a Pesach is ne'echalim, Shlomim ne'echolim. Vein doichim kochim ne'echolim. It's a kochim shein ne'echolim. And that's why, for instance, not a korban oila, because that's not ne'echol. Zokti Yimara, chatzis v'yosh, otu chatzis v'yosh, miloi mesachli. Oila is fine, but chatzis v'yosh is also eaten. And for the Yimara, ele doichim kochim ne'echolim l'chol adam. It's a kochim ne'echolim l'chol adam. Vein doichim kochim ne'echolim l'chol adam. It's a kochim shein ne'echolim l'chol adam. When the Torah was doche the Korban Pesach and said that if Bishar Yemois Hashanah you do it lezevach shlamim, that zevach that we're talking about has to be one that is nechal lechol adam. Lechol adam means it's just like Korban Pesach. Everybody eats from the Korban Pesach. Then everybody eats from a Korban shlamim. However, if you're talking about a chatzos v'yosham, you and I cannot eat from a chatzos v'yosham. Only the kehanim can eat from the Karben Chatzos V'yoshim, because they're Kodshei Kodeshim. Therefore, when you have the backup Karben Pesach, B'shar Yemois Hashanah Shaloi V'shmoi, it's kosher, but it's not going to be kosher for Oila, and not because that's not Nechal by anybody. It's not going to be a Chatzos V'yoshim, because that cannot be eaten by the Bnei Adam, the Bnei Yisrael, and Levim, only by the Kahanim. So what's the only thing that's left? The left is the shlamim. And so therefore, says the Torah, if you had in mind Bishar Yemois Hashanah for an oila, for a chatas, for an osham, it's going to be a shlamim, Rabbi Yisai. Because we're doiche, the Karm Pesach, which is nechal l'chol adam, to a shlamim, which is nechal l'chol adam. It's a kodesh nechal l'chol adam. And then we have one final teretz, Rabbi Yosef Oven Omar. Again, the kasha is, why don't you say that if you're bringing an oila chatas and osham b'shar yemois hashana, you bring a korban pesach l'shem oila chatas yosham? Why don't you say it should be kavosei? It should become an oila, or it should become a chatas yosham? Why do you say it's always l'shlamim? It's a b'oven amar doichin kochim kalim eitzel kochim kalim. Since both a korban pesach as well as a korban shlamim are kochim kalim, the backup of one kachim kalim is another kachim kalim. So if you brought the carbon pesach b'shar yemois hashanah shaloi lishmoi, it's going to be not a carbon pesach. You can't bring a carbon pesach b'shar yemois hashanah, but it's going to be another kachim kalim. What's that other kachim kalim? It's going to be a shlamin. Then doichin kachim kalim, it's a kachim kudishim. Don't make it into an oila or a chatas or an asham, which are kachim kudishim. Tomorrow, Miyat Hashem, we're going to learn, the Gemara is going to ask four kashas on this pshat of Rabbi Yosef Rav Oven. One obvious kasha would be, for instance, granted, we're taking a Karm Pesach and we're saying it and a Karm Shlomo, both Kachim Kalim, why don't you be doichet, for instance, for Maser or for Bechor, which are also Kachim Kalim. And there are going to be three other kashas, which we're going to learn in Miyat Hashem tomorrow, Abayisai, not only tomorrow, but it's also next.